when they do the double dutch, that's them dancing. When they do the double dutch, that's them dancing. When they do the double dutch, that's them dancing. When they do the double dutch, that's them dancing. When they do the double dutch, that's them dancing. When they do the double dutch, that's them dancing. When they do the double dutch, that's them dancing. When they do the double dutch, that's them dancing. When they do the double dutch, that's them dancing.
Tune into dagoraradio.org, listen to singers, songwriters, and such. This is Kathy on a very chilly Monday night here in Gainesville. And hopefully you're home, staying warm, listening to some tunes. And that was Liz Phair, Whip Smart, off album of the same name. And next up, we're going to hear from Mudcrutch. Song is Scare Easy. I was going to play something else, which we'll hopefully play next, but my technology dysfunction is hitting up, so we'll hopefully get this going. But right now, we're going to hear Scare Easy.
Yeah. could see it in his eyes, the way he held his heart, the way he held his lies. And sometimes he'd just show up outside.
Kathleen Edwards from her, I think, very, very good album called Failure. She's got another song called The Lone Wolf. I've played songs on from this album before, particularly Hockey Skates, which is a great song. But I've played it a few times, so I thought I'd try something different. And right now, hopefully, we are, let's see if it plays, and then we'll talk about it later. Sounds like it is. See if you know who it is. A little trivia with the audience. Secret game.
She moves like she don't care. Smooth as silk, cool as air.
I don't know if you were able to figure that out at home, but hopefully you were. That was Blondie with Maria. A little bit more modern of a song there than their older stuff, but all of Blondie is good, in my opinion. And next up, I'm going to play a song from a band that came through town. I don't know if it was this past year or the year before, but I've been playing them this past year on the show a few times. So I think they're great. So in kind of a little retrospective of last year, they're called Adam Lee and the Dead Horse Sound Company. And I saw them several times at shows playing with Three-Legged Dog, Gainesville's old crunky tonk, Three-Legged Dog, holla. And it's relevant because they're actually playing a show this Friday at 1982. And every time I see them, they always just have the most amazing bands playing with them. I've just gotten turned on to so many good touring bands, especially in kind of like the alt country, that's really limiting genre, I'm saying, but you know, like Izzy Cox and, like I said, Adam Lee and the Dead Horse Sound Company and just tons of others, The Damn Thing, I could go on and on, in addition to the fact that they're just really kick-ass also. So do yourself a favor. I know I've been getting itchy to see some music in town since it was a little bit dry spell over the break. not a ton of music going on, so I'm ready to kick it out on Friday at 1982. So they are playing with Fallen Angels, I think is the name of the band, or something like that. So anyway, that's the situation. So anyway, here is Adam Lane, Dead Heart Sound Company with these Ghostly Fires.
Should've taxed me despite all the length. Thank you. Kane.
You say John.
I say Wayne.
Hot dog.
I say Cooler Man. I don't wanna be the president of America.
You say Smile.
I say Cheese.
Naughty A.
I say Please.
Income tax.
I say Jesus. I don't wanna be a candidate for Vietnam or Watergate. 'Cause all I wanna do is
bicycle.
All right, a couple of songs there that were important to me in 2009. The first one, Stars, Your Ex-Lover is Dead, I just thought it was a great song, but the reason it really slayed me in 2009 is I found this video on YouTube. I posted it up on my website just because I was just so enamored of it. It's called I Love Yarn, and it's these two balls of yarn, that's it, to that song, Your Ex-Lover is Dead, and it's just the most simplistic video, and it absolutely just slays me. So, in fact, I was recently waxing philosophical on it, loudly, emotionally, emphatically, at Nelly's the other night, so that was pretty funny. And I'm convinced if you watch it like 50 to 200 times, then you'll get it. So anyway, sidebar. Second song, Queen, Bicycle Race, also very important because I was trying to convince Gainesville on New Year's Eve that there should be a cover band in town, a Queen cover band. And I was feeling, again, very strongly about it. So if you're out there and you're thinking about starting a Queen cover band in town, I support you 100%. So there you go. Next up, an artist I found in 2009, but he's been around lots longer than that. Robin Hitchcock. She was sinister, but she was happy off of Moss Elixir. You listen to growradio.org.
you can't say that of everybody, can you? So this I bet she was happy, like a chandelier festooned with leeches. And she rolled along till she came on strong, and she said,
The Good Life. It was Justin Townes Earl, son of Steve Earl, and partially named for the singer-songwriter Townes Van Zandt. And as far as I know, that's his song. It's off of Bloodshot Records. I don't think it's a cover, but it might be. That is ironing knocking on the door, waiting to come in. So I was going to intro the next song, but I will do it afterwards. But I think you're going to enjoy it. All right.
I got a stack of lyrics about a year ago, Hank Williams lyrics, and I was told, or asked, I didn't have to be asked, I was paid to do it, but to go through them and pick some and put some music to it. So this is the set of lyrics I picked. Thank you.
officially in the building. As you know, if you've listened to before, always very exciting for me. And, of course, the show is up next, Some of Your Life. And that song you just heard, I'm not sure how much of the intro was there on that recording, but it's Nora Jones, and she's singing. Apparently what happened was Hank Williams, they found some... a bunch of songs that Hank Williams had written but never recorded, a bunch of lyrics, and they went to certain artists and asked them to come up with, to come up with a song for them, record them. So that was Nora Jones, How Many Times You Broken My Heart, and I heard it for the first time recently on Spectacle, which is a show on, I think it's on the Sundance Channel with Elvis Costello, hosts different artists. If you've never seen it, it's pretty great. Kind of talks to them about stories about songwriting and music. And on this particular episode, he had up on stage Kris Kristofferson, Roseanne Cash, Nora Jones, and John Mellencamp. And they were doing some combo songs as well. And it's always interesting, or not always, but yeah, actually almost always. And a really interesting show. So you can YouTube it a lot too if you're interested in that. Next up, we're going to hear from who? We're going to hear from Michelle Schacht, Anchorage.
I took time out to write to my old friend. I walked across that burning bridge, mailed my letter off to Dallas, but her reply came from Anchorage, Alaska. She said, "Hey girl, it's about time you wrote. It's been over 2 years, you know, my old friend. Take me back to the days of the foreign telegrams and the all-night rock and rolling. Hey, Shell, we was wild then. Hey, Shell, you know it's kind of funny. Texas always seems so big, but you know you're in the largest state in the Union when you're anchored down in Anchorage. Hey, girl, I think the last time I saw you was on me and Leroy's wedding day. What was the name of that love song you played? I forgot how it goes. I don't recall how it goes. Got a better job, so we moved. Kevin lost a tooth, now he started school. I got a brand new 8-month-old baby girl. I sound like a housewife. Hey, sir, I think I'm a housewife. Hey, girl, what's it like to be in New York? New York City, imagine that. Tell me, what's it like to be a skateboard punk rocker? Leroy says, send a picture. Leroy says, hello. Leroy says, I'll keep on rocking, girl. Yeah, keep on rocking. Hey, Shell, you know it's kind of funny. Texas always seems so big, but you know you're in the largest state in the Union when you're anchored down in Anchorage. Oh, Anchorage. Anchored down in Anchorage.
Yeah, I don't think that live version of that is gonna work, so we will keep going over here. Patty Griffin.
Maybe they come by land, maybe they come by sea. Maybe they've already come, maybe they come by me. Slipping into the twilight, I ride the broken wave tonight. An old song on the radio, you knew a long time ago. An old song. Thank you.
Smiths with Girlfriend in a Coma. We're going to take it out here with Kris Kristofferson singing Bob Dylan, I'll Be Your Baby Tonight from Live at Madison Square Garden. And then next up is the ever fabulous Ironing with Some of Your Life, looking especially dapper in the new year, I must say. So shout out to all listeners of Grow Radio. Thanks for, I guess this is our first official turn of the year,
Happy
right?
New Year.
Happy New Year. But I mean, even Grow Radio, right? Yeah. Right, so very cool. All right, well, that's right. You're part of the movement, the millennium, the revolution. GrowRadio.org. Thanks for tuning in, singers, songwriters, and such. Catch you in a few weeks. Bye.
Here's a good friend of mine, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Kris Kristofferson. Close your eyes. Mockingbirds gonna sing.